we are so afraid of our fears. I mean, I think it's one of the main problems in society. Everyone is afraid of their fears, and we're afraid of our pain. And so what do? We lock it away. We trap it inside of us. And of course, as you've talked about on the podcast, that actually becomes sickness.
Hi, everyone. Drew Perrott here. The number one thing holding us back in our life is our own limited narrative. We literally become confined by the thoughts we think and the words we tell ourselves. These deep-seated constraints of our subconscious lead to self-sabotage, inhibited performance, procrastination, failed relationships, disease, and so much more. In this mini episode that we're presenting here for you today on the Broken Brain Podcast, I speak with NQ, Peter Crone, and Diego Perez on how our perceptions and our self-limiting beliefs shape our reality, and how to find freedom and acceptance in our lives, how we can break through. Let's listen in, starting with my interview with my good friend NQ, an award-winning poet and multi-platinum songwriter. We discuss why, first and foremost, we're so afraid of our fear.
We are so afraid of our fears. I mean, I think it's one of the main problems in society. Everyone is afraid of their fears, and we're afraid of our pain. And so what do? We lock it away. We trap it inside of us. And of course, as you've talked about on the podcast, that actually becomes sickness in many ways. It can become something that transforms to your body yelling at you that you're not doing something right. You're not actually like releasing these things. So I think it's not about ignoring or distracting yourself from these negative things. It's about alchemizing them. And alchemy is about unconditional love. So it's about looking those, you know, sides of yourself that you think are shadow sides in the face with courage and actually not arguing against them, but like accepting them and loving them and integrating them. And then in the integration, you have the alchemy, and not operating from that place that you perceive as negative, not creating more of that, but, you know, welcoming that into your life rather than pushing it away. Because who I am is directly based on everything that I experienced. I can't pick and choose. You know, I can't say, oh, these are the good things and these are the things that I want people to see. I mean, it's all a part of who I am.
Humans are story creating machines. Nowhere is this more evident than our desire for things to be different. There's such a strong tendency for us to believe that things could be different or that they should be different. This creates resistance to life that has us quite literally fighting against reality, which is a losing battle. My good friend, Peter Crone, who was on episode 55 of the Broken Brain Podcast, he's a writer, speaker, and thought leader in human potential. He says things are the way they are, but only always. I love that quote. Let's listen in as he talks to us about why the first step in healing is acceptance and not fighting reality. I've heard you say that the first step in healing is acceptance.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
So the antithesis of that would be resistance, right? To go back to, like you said, well, why do we have these limitations? And my assertion, as I said, is that we arrive with these sort of pre-installed constraints. And the game is, okay, you're constrained, you believe you're somehow inadequate, there's something wrong with you. And life will present people and circumstances into your into your life until such time that you see where you're not free and you reconcile it, right? So acceptance, like true profound acceptance, embraces all of it, right? So even if I have a belief of inadequacy, even if I'm sad, even if I'm angry, we want to see the absence of resistance to that. That is like flow state, say, call it flow state, like where I'm no longer the antagonist in my own life. Things are the way they are. I'm not fighting life. And as it relates to health, to me, this is so pivotal because resistance creates inflammation. Like it's friction. If my mind is saying things aren't the way they should be, and that could include me, others, and life itself, right? Like where there's something wrong, like that lens of there's something wrong is, it's there. You don't have to create it. Like as human beings, people look through the lens of that's something, you know, the way that person drives in front of my car, that's wrong. And I might flick them the bird or I might even get out and say, like, there is just a natural lens that people look through where there is fundamental judgment. And certainly your family members and your spouse, I mean, forget about it. They're always doing shit wrong, right? So, but that creates resistance. Resistance then, as I said, is the precursor to physiological inflammation. I'm in a state of dis-ease. So for me, acceptance is the antithesis of all of that. Now, some people misunderstand it as sort of, you know, not caring about anything. It's like, oh, well, you know, whatever, it is just the way it is, which isn't what I'm saying. Acceptance, you can still have this like real sense of commitment to living an extraordinary life while simultaneously fully accepting where you are and the way things are. But that's peace. Like if I'm not in resistance with any aspect of my life, I'm in a state of peace. That is the absence of disease, that is ease. And that's where some, you know, some people come up to me and like, dude, you know, you seem so content. You seem so at peace. Well, that's because I'm not fighting what is. I was joking with a client yesterday. I said, life is the way it is, but only always, right? And if you get upset about that, now you've got life still is the way it is, and now you're upset. If getting upset was the precursor to transforming life, I'd be like, have at it.
Everybody would be awake.
Yeah. I mean, just you're so powerful. Get upset and that totally transforms your circumstance. It doesn't. It just reveals where you're not okay with something. And that's the gift, to see where you're not okay with something. It's perceived threat that someone did something, you get upset. What that is actually is life saying, here, I'm presenting a circumstance to show where you're not free. And that's the work.
Sometimes we need to get quiet to really find the answers we're looking for and to shift our mindset into acceptance. Diego Perez talks to us about the power of letting go and the wisdom that comes when we truly try to know ourselves, reminding us that healing, transformation, and freedom are all possible.
You know, you have this four words that you often share on social media as kind of talking about the evolution of really what you get from meditation and being, you know, reflective. And you say it as, you know, the inward movement. Can you share those four words with us here? And then I'll ask a follow-up question about those words.
Definitely. I think those four words in particular, I mean, the words are observe, accept, release, transform. And, you know, just like a little background on the way that I write, I try to write for people that haven't done anything, you know, that people who don't have an introspective practice, people who haven't seen a therapist, who haven't started meditating, or who are maybe at the beginning of their journey. And what I'm really trying to do is give them like an intellectual framework to put transformation inside of, you know, to see their own transformation and give them verbiage and give them some degree of like, you know, like insights that are accessible, where like you don't have to like have a lot of introspective experience to be able to really, you know, grasp what's happening to you. And that particular poem, like I was asking myself, you know, what is it that happens when any type of transformation occurs, whether, you know, whether it's through meditation, whether it's through working with a therapist, whether it's through working in, you know, with some other healing modality. But when you're really going inward, like one of the main things you're doing is learning how to observe. And then when you're observing, you're going to come across a bunch of different things, but you don't want to fight the things that you're coming across. You really just want to accept them. And there's something beautiful that happens in the moment of acceptance, of true detached acceptance. You're, you know, these releases start happening so that you're actually able to move forward. And in the actual state of release, you know, of real letting go, transformation occurs, right? You're no longer the same person. And I don't think people quite realize like how often we're changing. Like we're changing all the time. We're changing at the mental level, the physical level, the atomic level. There are these, you know, millions and millions and millions of changes happening every second. So to think of ourselves as static is, you know, it's unrealistic and it's not true. But when you come in contact with that sense of transformation and you start embracing it, I think it just opens up a lot of doors for like different ways that you can move and exist in life.
And what I love about that, those four words and your explanation of, you know, the background story of that as part of the inward movement is that if we don't start with the observe, it's very hard to go through the rest of the process because so much of life is inertia. It's subconscious patterns. Mm-hmm. You know, on this podcast, we talk a lot about brain health. It's our default neural network. It's unconscious or sometimes subconscious patterns that are just in inertia. One thing reacting to another is mm-hmm. very rarely that we are just actually choosing how to act from here. What do I want to choose how to do? What do I want to choose to step into? And the only way that we can begin to break out of that is first to observe. Then from there, everything else happens because we can slow down that inertia that is just life and being in that unconscious force.
I love the way you're breaking it down, because I think a lot of times people will enter into this world of personal transformation and will start with the transformation step before the observe step. And they'll be like, okay, I just want to change X, Y, and Z, and that's what I'm going to do. But sometimes I just feel like it's a lot more helpful to sit with yourself, you know, whether you're meditating or not, but just to like find out what's going on with you, you know, to develop that level of honesty, because you can't really observe without being honest. So to see, you know, what's going on inside of me, what am I feeling? What are these patterns? And like, what is it that I need to let go of? Because I think if you don't have that period of observation, then it's not your trajectory as to where you're going and what your real goals and aspirations are. They won't be quite clear, you know, and sometimes you may try to focus on changing something in particular about yourself, but you might not actually be getting to the root of the problem. And to be able to really get to the problem, you need to have a serious level of, you know, basically direct objective observation.
When we understand that our behaviors and thoughts are a result of our subconscious programming, we can deconstruct where those limiting beliefs and fears come from, and then we are able to free ourselves from them and experience true liberation and freedom. I hope you've enjoyed this mini episode from the Broken Brain Podcast. Shout out to our producer, Melanie, and our editor, Patrick, who put it together. If you did enjoy this episode, take a screenshot of the cover page and post it on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and tag one of our guests, InQ, Peter Krohn, or Diego Perez. I'll see you next time. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the interview. Just a reminder, this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not, I repeat, it's not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or otherwise qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Provider database. It's important that you have somebody in your corner that's qualified, that's trained, that's a licensed healthcare practitioner helping you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.